Parshas Kedoshim, we have here an inyan that is it's a makiv kol haTorah kula, and yet we have here inyanim that are specific, and it's hard to be oimid on the inyan of kedusha. Kedusha is something that's chashiv and it's big, but exactly defining it and so on is not so easy. The Gemara says that viskadashtem v'yisem k'toshim. The pasuk twice in Parsha Varayis says viskadashtem v'yisem k'toshim. What's the double lashon viskadashtem v'yisem k'toshim? That other is mekadesh atzmoy lemato me'at, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mekadesh oisem milamala harbe, and so on. So it, and the Mesillas Yesharim, when Mesillas Yesharim speaks about the avodah of kedusha, Mesillas Yesharim says that kedusha is something which is me'at. Some of the avodah is lamata, and some of it's and the rest is lamala. It's very, very hard to understand that inyan of avodah. Lamashal, there's halakim in the bria that we do. We have ishtadlus in inyanim gashmiim. Person is mishtabel, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bracha. Person plows the field. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives rain and sunshine, etc., etc. We do mitzvahs a little bit. We get a lot of siyata d'shmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. There's a vilmole. It says that Yitzchak shel Adam is mischadesh shel chol yom yom, mischabel chol yom yom. Vilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizre neyocholoi. So, on the entire range of Avodas Hashem, everybody understands that Avodas Hashem is something that requires Siyata Dishmaya, it requires something Milamala, and so on. But it's very hard to. We don't shtelois Avodah Chatchila. We don't have an Avodah where the mitzvah is to make tzitzis, to make three to four tzitzis, and the fourth one, wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make the tzitzis. It's not something that falls under the category of normal Avodas Hashem. What we're given to do, we're given to do. I mean, that's part of Ishtadlus of Avodah, to do what you're supposed to do. So Kedusha, the Mashmos is that in the Etzem Gidri Kedusha, it's different than the Siyata Rishmaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisroi, and the Siyata Rishmaya of Talmud Torah, and the Siyata Rishmaya of other things. It's mashma ki'ilu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is, that's the Ma'is HaMitzvah. The Ma'is of Kedusha is the Ma'is HaMitzvah. And it's something that goes into the getter of doing what you're supposed to do. And this is, it's very strange. So what's the point of it? What's the point of giving us a mitzvah, l'mashal, where the fourth tzitzis we can only do that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do? So what's the point of doing that? So in the whole mohus of Kedusha, as opposed to the other Chalak Ma'averis Hashem, we need to understand what is the Nekuda that in the Etzem Asiyas Avoida we have a chelek that's not us, and it's built in that's a mitzvah. You find it also the way Chazal dash in the psukim. Chazal dash in the psukim that it's yochel kamayni. It says ki ani ki kodesh ani yochel kamayni. I would think that it's like a kodesh baruch hu, that the darg of kedusha is ki'ilu doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says, no, ki kodesh oni. Have a mina maskon. It says on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a racham v'chanan. Ki racham v'chanan oni. There's a mitzvah of olach to bedrochov. Ma ani afato. Chazal don't need to darshan, yochol kamoini. Ki racham v'chanan oni. Ki yochol, I should be merachim like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamashmola, no. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still more racham than you. Of course, volach the bedrochav, ma ni afato. So yochol, would there be a havamina that we have to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Maybe we'll be HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, there's no such havamina. That's the, I mean, of course, we're imitating, and kefir kain, kefir cholteinu, we do what we can do, and it's a very, very pale imitation, but that's what it is. In kedusha, there's kilo havamina, yochol kamayni, kamash malon that not. Balavalidavahu, that is a psahavamina and a need to tell us that we can't, we need not, and so on. There's in the Indian of what Kedusha is. So the Rishonim say, Ramban says, there's a cholistic mitzvah of Kedusha, it applies to all mitzvahs, but definitely it specifically applies to Arayis. The Viskarasi Visan Kedoshim is the Pash of Arayis. Kedoshim Tiyu Rashi is Arayis. The generic word of Kedusha is used for Arayis. The only other thing it's used for is for Taivas Achila. It says that, I mean, the Ish Kodesh Oivalein Atomid, the Shaila, how did she know he was Kodesh? So one is that she didn't see Tipas Keri on Sadinov, and one is that there was no Zvuv on Shulchani. Both of them knows a Pgam in Achila, Pgam in Yonim of Zivug. The Rambam Sefer Kedusha includes only two Yonim. Includes Yon of Arayis and Yon of Macholos Asuris. So Kedusha specifically, Arayis is the most pronounced area that you find the Musik of Kedusha, and to a lesser degree in Achila. And we need to understand why these two areas, and especially in Arayis, is where the Musik of Kedusha is given. We can say, the very pashit, that the strongest taiva is there, and the strongest amount of avoida needs to be done, and, you know, taiva is achila to lesser degree, but it's also a taiva, so as much as avoida as we do to remove our taiva, that's where we get the greatest amount of kedusha. But it's not satisfying to say that it's just it's kind of just because it's very difficult. In other words, to say that Ke'ilu, inherently the parish of Arayis has nothing to do with Kedusha. Inherently the parish of Achol Sasur Tzasagri doesn't have anything to do with Kedusha. But it happens to be a big taiva, and it's difficult to refrain from it, and if a person works very hard, he refrains from things. That's very, very, it's peripheral. You're going around. It's a mikra thing. Bimikra is a big taiva for Arayis. Bimikra, that's why it produces kedusha. I'd like to try to understand that if this is the makom where the Torah was kaveh kedusha, this is going to be the place where we're going to have the etzem inyan of kedusha is going to find its makom over there. There's Chazal. Chazal say that. Reb Brechia says that if a person wants to bring the sachim bizman hazeh, he should be memale grinum shel tamidei chachamim with yayin. He should fill the throats of tamidei chachamim with wine. It's very, very unusual. In other words, Chazal say l'mashal that if you give a tamidei chachamim dorenis, pragmatia dorenis, it's like you brought bikurim. So that is an understandable phrase. In other words, a person needs to be taimich. If a person is taimich and Torah, so whatever he gives to Talmid Chachamim, that's like bikurim. It falls under the general gather of matnas kahuna. It's along those lines. Where the general idea is to support Torah, to support Talmid Chachamim. And that's how a person, and that falls under the general klal of those in Yonim, the Torah gave for that. Kachim is a very different inyan. And in Kachim, it doesn't start by saying that if you help a Talmud Chacham, it's Ke'ilu Yomak Nesachim. He's looking for Ket. He wants to be Makim Nesachim, or Rechia. If somebody wants to be bringing Nesachim Bizman Azeh, he should be Malak Rechia Chom Yayin. It's not that helping Talmud Chochem is a good thing, but the Chatchila, the oifen of it. And it's strange to understand, Mela, when somebody gives bread to a Talmud Chochem, when somebody gives a Deirin, pragmatia, means that's what he needs to live on. So he's enabling Torah to flourish. So Mela, it's a very big inyan. Yayin is always a luxury. Yayin is always not something that's not etzim tzarche achayim. L'harayin is hirim on misnazah from yayin. Koyim pavidosa doesn't drink yayin. Yayin is an extra. I mean, a Talmud Chochem who needs yayin, the lashem in malik groinam sounds very coarse. So, I mean, somebody who somebody pumps himself with wine, we'd have a hard time putting him on together. Talmud Chochem. Those are Rebrech Yamin. And it's very interesting. Rebrech Yadashin is two things from the same pasuk. The pasuk Aleichem Ishim Ekra. Aleichem Ishim Ekra. So he says one is these are Talmidei Chachamim that are like Noshim. Loshim, you know, it doesn't say Ish Anoshim. It says Ishim, and they make themselves like Anoshim. Miskabel like Anoshim. I think Loshim is. And secondly, Aleichem Ishim Ekra is Miloshim of Ishim ala Mizbeach, and therefore the Mokrim where he sees that it's doimer to, you know, the Talmud Chochem is doimer to Karbonis, is from the Nisuch. That's the place where he sees it most. What about, so why not give him meat and let it be like a Karbon Shlomim? Picking wine, Memale Groinam, is doimer to Nisuchim. So it's a very, very strange. It doesn't seem to fulfill a need of the Talmud Chacham especially. And of all the things that a person wants to bring today, a carbon, an oil, a chatas, a shlomim, he wants to be miskapa, he wants to be miskarev. So beseda, so given to Talmud Chachamim is like it. But what kind of halach is this? What kind of din is it? So we need to be misbein a little bit in this inyan over here and understand what is the kuda of this of kedusha. There's a goyin's lashon. The goyin says he speaks about the inyan of Adam mekadosh atzmo l'mata mekadosh atzmo l'mayla. So the goyin says the goyin's in Yol Or that the neshama is he says the neshama is not mislabish in the guf, but only mesayim l'mala. Neshama doesn't. It doesn't become part of the guf. It's Messiah Melamalo. V'zeh she'omru odo mikadesh atzmo l'mata mikadesh atzmo l'maylo. Ha'bol l'tayim Messiah no'isei. So that's the goyin, what the goyin says. It mitzad just the definition of what the goyin means. I'm not sure. I'm not clear. Nef Shachaim says that the neshama, the darg of neshama that's called neshama, the different dargs of neshama, different names, Medrash Rabbah. But the darga that's called neshama, the Reb Chaim Vlozhin says, should have been part of Adam, was part of Adam before the chet. There were other halakim, higher halakim that are never part of Adam, and with the chet, neshama also became like above Adam, and therefore it's sort of lemalum in Adam, and it's not. Part of him. So I don't know if he means neshama always, or he means dafka, the other dagas. Whatever it is, the goyin's point is that a person is miskadish, that there's halakim with a person that don't become part of him, and that's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mikadish milamalo. So it's something which is very inherent in the structure of Adam, and I want to be oymed on this nekuda, on the oymek of the goyin's nekuda, on an oymek in the goyin's nekuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created nivroyim. Nivroyim that have a certain mila, certain mida, and that's what they are. They have potential. That's what they can become. The potential of every barrier is limited to what's in itself. So that if a bria has a certain amount of koiches and a certain amount of kishonos, it has a potential, but that potential is limited because everything is limited in this world. Everything has gevulas, and that's the gevul that's limited to it. That is the tzura of every nivra. There's one barrier that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that is different. And that is Isha to Ish. When it says Ve'elo Shukoseich, in other words, the tzura of an akeva is given as a dover nominally. It's a chasa l'umas the zachar, and yet it has a koyach of tshuka to something beyond it and above it, and that koyach of tshuka is be'etzem limited to all of the elements above it. In other words, any inyan that the nekeva is mishteikik to, it can be mischabed to, and become as big as that inyan. So there's a chelik of the bria. There is a facet of the bria that has in itself the ability to be mischabed to anything, no matter how big it is. So you can have a barrier that's in a keva and has certain inherent limits, and by being mischabe to something much bigger than itself, it becomes as big, it becomes basa echad of something much bigger than itself. The tnai for that chibur is tshuka. Well, ishech tshukaseich means that if it's mishteikik to something, even if the thing itself is bigger than itself, then it is it's something which can become part of itself, bitnai that it's mishteikik to it. So, in a certain sense, on the one hand, we have a barrier that seems to be smaller, and the cave is chasera. It doesn't. It's lacking. But its lacking allows it to be nischabed to an endless amount of inyanim. There's no limit to how big the nekeva can become. It's only limited by what's available to be nischabed to. But mitzad itself, it has the ability to nischabed to infinite. Just like let's take a very simple mashal. You have sometimes tools that are fixed. It has this type of head on it. So this is what it is. You have another type of a tool which is missing the head. It doesn't have that the whatever it is, and mitzad that it doesn't. It's missing, but you can attach to it any size head to it. So in a certain sense, it's an infinite amount of possibilities of attaching to it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Bria two facets: a tzuras zacha and Tzuras Nekeva. Tzuras Zohar seems to be higher, seems to be more chashuv, and yet, the Tzuras Nekeva, even though it's chasera, but it has in itself many more possibilities. Mitzad its possibilities, it's infinite. The tnai for being a base kibbul is tshuka. Whatever it's mishteikik to, it becomes a base kibble for, and that becomes part of it. That's true in Zohar Nekeva, in the Bria, in mitzad the Pashtus. It's true mitzad two more elements, which are Hainuhach. It's true mitzad the Guf and the Neshama. It's true mitzad Tzuras Adam, Tzuras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Guf is the chasa, the guf is lacking. The neshama that it can. Now, let's just understand this. The point. Whatever. When Chazal taught us, like the Nefesh HaChaim explains, when Chazal taught us that a nefesh is part. There's a halakim of the nefesh that are part of the person, and a halakim that are beyond him. Those that are part of the person is included sort of in the getter, what we would call a zachar. It's part of it. It's part of that of that metzias. That which is above it means that it's not me, but I'm mishteikik to it. The person has inyanim that are part of himself. Those are things that have been realized as a self. The parts that are beyond him, so what's my kesha? The lashon that it says it hovers above him. doesn't have anything. These are not physical entities. What's the marshal when it says it's merachiv on him? It's on top of his head. Bilal Ereshi. What does it mean in terms that we can define? It means that's the chilek that's beyond me, but it's kasha to me. How are things kasha to me that are beyond me? Hishtaykikus. And if you think about it, in the oimek of dagdara, that which a person is mishtaykik to, means, by definition, the thing that I crave for is not me, but I'm bound to it. Those things that are me, craving no longer takes place. You don't crave for something which is already you. And those things that I don't crave for, and they're not me, I have no shaykhis to. So it can float around here, float around there. There's no chibur. The chibur of a person to something which is beyond him lies in the koyach of tshuka and ishtaykikus. So in the Bria itself, in those, the name we'd give it is Nekeva, the relationship of Nekeva to Zacha. It's true in terms of a person and his a gufa and a neshama. It's true in terms of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anytime you have a relationship like that, the concept that expresses it in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, which would be parallel to those elements of neshama above the person, is what we would call Hashra'as HaShchina. In other words, the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan are finite. They are what they are. The Aron, the Shulchan, so on and so forth. They are all hechetimtzes for Hashra'as HaShchina on top of it. That's what they are. And each element, when we say that Shechina Shay on something, when we say the Avos are Merkava for something, what we mean to say is they contain a lot more than themselves, and the way that parallel in Adam is Ishtoikikus and the Guf Trapas and Shav, not part of him, and so on. There's an interesting observation I saw someone makes that the word Kaddish, whenever used in Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Malei Vav. Whenever used by Adam is Chasa. In the Torah, whenever Kaddish is written in Klap Adam, it's Chasa. Whenever it's written Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Malei. That's exactly what we're saying. Kedusha is a relationship of the chisarin in tachtoinim and the milu of the chisarin tachtoinim through elyoinim. It's like the neshama that's hovering on the person, because the person sees himself as a chasa and is mishtaykif. That's why kedusha lies specifically in the inyan of arayas. It's not just that arayas is a daver, the biggest yitzhara. That's peripheral. The oimek of it is that the arayas is the koyach hatshuka in the bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a bria, which is chashev and big and good, but limited. It is what it is, and in that it's capped. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created the koyach hatshuka in the bria. On the physical level, koyach hatshuka is in arayas. To a lesser degree, it's achila. Achila is a sense of chisarin and milu chisarin, but on a much lower darga, on a much more deeper darga, arayas is that. It's a sense of chisarin and being drawn powerfully to something else. And that koyach b'tikunoi is the koyach of kedusha klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why in Arayas is where you have the seat of Kedusha, because that's the Koyach HaNafshi that functions in the world of Kedusha. That's the Lashon also that is Mimale Groinam B'Nesach. Rashi explains, Rashi the Gemara, that just like what happens when you pour the wine in a Mizbeach, the meat was burnt on the Mizbeach. and there was sort of a gather of achilas mizbeach. The lashon is achilas mizbeach because be'etzem the meat stayed on the mizbeach, it got burnt, the mizbeach quote unquote consumed it, and then you took out the offer and the afer and so on. The nesachim went straight through two holes in the mizbeach and went straight out through the shittin. In other words, nesachim is a type of avodah where the mizbeach is kol kuloi seen as just a pipeway for the inyan to the world beyond. It's not something which is a davar kavua mitzad atzmoi. It's something which is a hechetimtza, a conduit for something else. So the avoda of nesachim, the avoda of nesachim in the mizbeach was much more elevated than basa. That's why it was less frequent and was higher. Basa itself went to the mizbeach kaviyachol. The mizbeach is Lashem. The yayin didn't go to mizbeach. The mizbeach served only as a pipeline to bring it straight kaviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the lashon of Reb Brechia. It means whole maima. He says Talmid Chacham that a doima like noshim and make themselves like or the gvura ka anoshim. The pshat is a Talmid Chacham is somebody who's marked by a tshuka for something else, chachma, and he's not talking about if somebody wants to support Torah and help people learning. He's talking about being imid on a darga of tapping into tshuka in the world. And that's why Reb Brechia says, if a person wants to bring nesachim, he should pour wine down grinam shel talmid chachamim. The Gorain, it says, just like, to give an example, it says, shchina min haberes mitoich grinay. The Gorain is hechetimtza. It's a conduit. That's exactly, it doesn't have its own kalim really. It's a conduit from the roish to the guf. So anytime I want to mark off something as a conduit, I call it a Gorain. So shchina min haberes mitoich grinay means that Moshe Rabbeinu was a megaphone. He was simply a telephone wire, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing the talking, and his goron was the conduit for the words. The same thing, menasich yayin, the groin of shecham, means that somebody who's on a darga with tshuka, where he only serves as a conduit for something, that's a darga of nischayayin to al yayin. That's the inyan of kedusha. And that's why the Torah says Yochel Kamoini, because in any avoda that a person does, there's not even a glimmer of a havamina that Shav Shayas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells to do chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a rachum and a chanun. Great. There's no makom to be mitargimit as something which is a hechetimtza. It's something which reaches the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no need for Chazal, no need for pasuk like that. But over here, since the Etzem Metzias is mechave you to that which is beyond, so Yochel Kamoini is a real Havamina, because the Dibuk and the Chibur of Kedusha is to something beyond himself, to something bigger than himself, than I would think that maybe it's shaykh to there's a mokum havamina that Chazal can tell you that it's not kamor. The Mesillas Yesharim, he puts down a little bit different gerses in the Braisa, but when he speaks of kedusha, he speaks of kedusha as being the final darga, followed by ruach hakodesh and tchias hamesim. He dehers tchias hamesim. It's very interesting. He says kedusha mevia l'dei ruach hakodesh, ruach hakodesh b'tchias hamesim. So he explains, what does it mean ruach hakodesh mevia l'dei tchias hamesim? So he says that we find the Gemara says that gimel maftechas were not nimsa to anyone except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one of them is tchias hamesim. All three of them, that Chazal speak about, are totally with life and giving life. Tchias HaMeisim, he says, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Tchias HaMeisim comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Sheresh HaChius. And that can't be given to a person because it's be'etzim, it's the only chayim is if something is kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You, through Kedusha, a person can get the mafteach of chayim. It doesn't mean the error of Tchias HaMeisim comes in the wake of people being kaddish. He says it very clearly. It means Tchias HaMeisim means the power to be mechayim meisim comes to the person's kaddish, like Eliyahu, like Elisha, because it means that the person himself becomes a tzinar for chiyus. Nobody has the power of chiyus. But if your metzius is simply a hemshech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he can draw chiyus through you as well. That's more or less what he said. That's how he ends with Sil Sharm. I want to put it a little bit to put into Musagim and to Inyanim HaShayach to us. When we deal with the Inyanim of Kedusha, so it's our strongest battle, and for many of us, our most hopeless battle. And it's very, very difficult to keep winning, to keep waging a war where at best you don't lose, or you don't lose too badly. It's not a very encouraging type of war. Nobody wants to fight hard not to go anyplace. And Kedusha, that's what it seems. Kedusha deals with things that are terrible affairs, they're very big affairs, and the person just struggles all day long to hold his head barely above water, or occasionally come up for a breath of fresh air. That's where we struggle with it. The Oimek is so different. The Inyan of Tshuka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a person, what we would translate appropriately as passion in English, is the most powerful koyach that a person has. A person who has strong koyachas of tshuka means that he has a possibility of chibur more than anyone else. There's a shalach kodesh brings a ri, I think, that a person who has no taiva harai is like Eitz Yavish and he's like a mace. The koyach taiva in the oimek shayush and neshama lies way beyond the physical manifestations. It lies in the tshuka and in the power of being mishteikik for something beyond a person. And that's the koyach that's mechaber a person from the seif to the ein seif. That's the power that gives a person the ability to go anywhere. A person, it works in both ways. The more a person is mekadesh himself, the more the tshuka remains to be used for dvarim toivim. But the other way is true also. If a person does inyanim shol kedusha with ishtoikikus and with chiyus, b'meila it crowds out the other ishtoikus. There's itzel lebeitre lechazi. A mishtoikik can only mishtoikik for one thing. So he can, if he eliminates all possibilities, he's left with the good possibility. That's one way. But if he pushes his ishtoikus towards one direction, it will automatically eliminate others as well. A person can work in inyane of kedusha. The more a person is mechazik himself in his shteikikus, the dvarim shel toiv, it lets go of dvarim that are not toiv. So the avoda itself, sai mitzad what is moneya himself, pushes him towards a positive goal of being mechazik what's toiv, and sai this askus in toiv with a hishteikikus also pulls him away from the other inyanim. So a person has both studim of possibility of toiv. The koyach of that's the koyach of ishtoikus in a person. There's a gevaldik zayar kodesh. Spoke about Shvi'i Shal Pesach. The zayar kodesh says extraordinary zayar kodesh. It says b'soy galim tishapchin. When the waves go up, when waves rise up and they beat tishapchin. The lashon tishapchin is not clear what it means. One lashon means it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gevura, that he subdues tremendous waves, and that becomes a shevet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar has a second pshat. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Tishapche means that that the waves are worthy of shevach. Why? So it says that the waves rise up because it's the mayim tachtonim that are mishtekek to become alyonim. That's what it is.